Some pharmacies in the Halifax Regional Municipality will be offering HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis testing. This is part of a one-year research project which aims to increase access to confidential testing. We're joined today by Dr. Tasha Ramsey. Hello, doctor. Can you tell us a little bit about your area of expertise?
Sure. So don't let the doctor fool you. I'm an example of a pharmacist doctor. So it's a PharmD there. And here at Dal, I actually work for the College of Pharmacy with the Faculty of Health. So I'm an assistant professor there. And I also work as an infectious diseases pharmacist at Nova Scotia Health.
So can you tell us a little bit about the study? What is it called? And what is the goal of it exactly?
Sure. So the study is called the Approach Study. Definitely recommend you check it out online at www.approachstudy.ca. And really, we just appreciate here in a lot of parts of Canada, and especially Nova Scotia, individuals can really lack options when it comes to testing, especially if you don't have a primary care provider or a local sexual health center. And so our Approach Study is looking really to have pharmacy-based testing for HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis. And we're just looking to see, you know, if this is a good fit for both the pharmacists doing the testing and individuals coming out and looking to get tested.
Can you tell us a little bit about what HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis is?
Sure. So three infectious diseases there. HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. Sometimes we call HCV or hepatitis C, another viral illness spread, you know, through sexual risk factors and blood as well. And then syphilis, many are familiar with that. It's a sexually transmitted infection. And so with those infections, a lot of people assume maybe there isn't a lot of activity out there, but there certainly is. And we know for HIV in particular, about 10% of people in Canada that have it don't know their status. So they don't know that they have the infection and in turn don't get treatment and maybe spreading to others. And with hepatitis C, we know that about 40% of people don't know their status. And then with syphilis, we certainly still see a lot of outbreaks occurring across the country. So three infectious diseases that are certainly out there and in our communities.
Are all three infectious diseases, are they curable?
So not all three. So hepatitis C and syphilis are curable. So if you know your status, we can get you on treatment and they'll go away. With HIV, that one cannot be cured, but there are wonderful treatments out there that you go on for the rest of your life. And being on them, you have the same life expectancy as anyone else that doesn't have HIV.
And what is the importance of this study? Have you noticed an increase in cases of HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis?
Sure. So I think the study is important because, as we said there are people that have these infections and don't know, and getting tested is the only way to know that you have the infections. But also here closer to home, we know that in Nova Scotia, it's been reported that there's an increase of HIV cases happening right now. So back in October, Public Health put out the message that, you know, normally in a year here in Nova Scotia, we have 15 to 20 new cases of HIV diagnosed. But this year, as of August, they already had 20 to 25 cases reported into Public Health. So we know that there seems to be these increased cases. And in turn, it's a really good idea to get out and get tested. And pharmacy-based testing may be one alternative that works for some people.
What are some methods of prevention when it comes to these diseases?
Sure. So all of these infections are what we call sexually transmitted and bloodborne infections, or STBBIs, you may hear them called. And in turn, if they're spread, you know, by sex and by blood, they're can do to lower our risk. So when it comes to sex, really just regular testing, of course. Also, of course, things like condom use. When it comes to the bloodborne risk factors, if you're injecting substances, just ensuring that you have access to clean injection supplies and more.
So the research study launched December 1. I guess, how many people can have access to it? Where can they find it?
Sure. So that's right. The study started on December 1st, which was really important to us because one of the infections we're testing for is HIV. And December 1st was World AIDS Day, where we know we have this uptick in activity here. We've really thought it'd be nice to kind of put those two events together and say, here's another way to come out and get tested. So yeah, the study started on December 1st. And in terms of what that looks like here in Nova Scotia, we have 10 participating pharmacies. So it's not every pharmacy, it is a research study, but these pharmacies are basically located here in Halifax, in Dartmouth, Bears Lake. We have one in Shubenacadie, two in Truro, one in Bible Hill, and also one in Mahone Bay. So we think we have a nice sampling of kind of a more urban flavor and also a more rural flavor there with the sites that we have participating.
And how is this research being funded?
Sure. So it's funded by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, so CIHR. So it's funded basically through the Canadian government through that route.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else about this research that we may have missed or we need to shed some information on?
Just basically, it's going to occur for 1 year, and we're really encouraging people to come out and get tested to know their status for these three infections. So if you've ever been on the fence or considering testing, I think it's a great alternative to come out to one of these pharmacies and have it done. In case you're curious about what kind of tests we're offering and what that involves, because you may be thinking, is it going to be like typical blood work that's done through the vein, that kind of thing? It's not. So all of our tests involve just pricking the finger and getting a drop of blood. For HIV and hepatitis C, we can take that drop of blood and use it in a point of care test and know your status right away that day. So the HIV one takes a few minutes to work and the hepatitis C one takes 20 minutes. And then also we're offering something called dry blood spot testing, where you can prick your finger, put it on a piece of paper, and it goes off to a lab in Manitoba. The pharmacist will then get your results back in 2 to 3 weeks, and they'll be able to tell you if the test is reactive or non-reactive for HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis. So all the tests just involve a little finger prick. So if you've ever kind of on the fence before, or perhaps, traditional blood work hasn't been appealing, this could be a nice alternative.